Timon Tav Sarifes Sif Yud Gimel. Shechet is a oif. La Yumer is a noitza kre lasus mokum lasak. And so similar to what we had in Sif Yud Beis, you can't pluck out the wool to make a place for the knife to shecht the animals. You can't take out the feathers to make a knife place to shecht for the shecht the bird. Mishaburus of Kotten Samach Vov. La Yumer is the Meritas noitza who told of the Gozes. It goes under the category of the Malach of Gozes, which is shearing. The oif, you're doing it with a shinoi. No, darka b'merita, for a bird, that's normal to pluck. So this is not even a shinoi, that you could say that he's potter. So it's a tolda, and he's a mamash achiv derais. Now, v'alfa gab, shakar shkita mutter limrei tanoit, so you are allowed to take off the feathers, that's how you cook it. And don't tell me that it's because there's no geuses anymore. Mr. Geuses, Shaykh Aflach or Misa, Kamashik Savlus Him and Shemem. Mr. Rubin discussed the case where a person had a hide and he wanted to take the leather, the wool off of the hide of the sheep. He had a sheepskin. Is this your geuses only when the animal is alive or even after the animal is dead? Taking he came out of there even after the animal is dead. So it means geuses would be relevant on the bird after Shkita. So. And but you tell me it's mutter because that's how you cook it, right? It's you can't really cook it, etc. With all those feathers on it, it would have a horrendous flavor. So then why don't we say to take it as a vitre? Well, if it's mutter afterwards, so what's not going to me if you do it before or do it afterwards? We don't say well if after shkita it's mutter, so to make a mutter ready mechayim. We don't say that. Why? The shechita made it now into a food. The chila process requires removing of the feathers. You're allowed to remove the feathers. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to remove the feathers. That's once it's a food. But before you shat, it's not a food yet. Okay. And that's the same logic why you're allowed to flay the animal after you shecht it. Even though hafshot is one of the lamates malachas, but that's what you need to do to be able to eat it. But that's no question. So whatever you're doing beforehand, even if you tell me it's necessary to eat, but it could have been done beforehand. You could have plucked out those feathers which you need to allow for shkita and erev yom tov. So now we had before that machshir ochel nevesh, which can be done beforehand without any affecting the food in any way, are also to do on yom tov. So there's no heter to do this because it could have done beforehand. Okay. So, lasso some sign. In order, you can't take it out in order to do the shechita to make a place for the saken. Kamalkam lefanas biyado b'limshach elech ve'elech. Chanal b'sefiy beis mutar gamenotzis. The same way you can spread the fleece to allow you to shecht the sheep. You can spread and move the feathers to the side, not actually pull them out, but like sort of shift the skin to the side to make a place of the sheet, the sacket. Samaches. He named it of heavy dasa Ramban Shemekel Bazev who hiskim l'din the history. The Ramban says that this case is mutter, but the basis of himself comes out, he holds it, it's osir. And the Ramban argues along the lines that we're going to end up doing the meritas and noitzes anyway, is part of the chila process. So then there's no reason why we can't do it beforehand. It's part of the chila process and do it beforehand. But he who is coming in a liyaser, kerev a person v'chalkim alav k'moshik shasim kan. So even the Ramban is matter it, the shochanar paskin a liyaser. But we come welcome lo go achshav hashertem libret. We do it. That they say if it's brought to them as such, they have no way to do it, and therefore we're shechting without moving it aside, otherwise it's going to affect the knife, etc. So they rely on the opinion of the Ramban that it's mutter. We come back and we've already mentioned lishul b'loimerita rak shifana biyodoi yesh lahachmer. But if you have an option of doing it otherwise, you're mechiv to do it otherwise.
So if Rov Poskim say this is the way to do it, why is it called a chumra? Why the Ramban not a kuvah?
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying the Ramban is meikol and everybody else is machmer. So the Shulchan passes. The Shulchan and the Beis Yosef passes that it's aser. But the Maaseh, the meaning is the meaning of Shertan nowadays is to be semich on the Ramban.
Well, that's mutter.
That's mutter. So, but if you have an option,
Ramban,
you shouldn't be semich on the Ramban. So why it's called Yesh Lahachmer? You mean? I mean, as much as we're being semich, but the meaning is to be semich on the Ramban.
Right,
as much as that's true, so we're going to tell you that it's still, even so, we should try and be. Try and not rely on it. To answer your question?
Yeah.
Is there still going with someone to let him know about when this year would be going to?
Probably about 8:45, 8:50.
Hello, good evening. How are you, Dr. Cooper? Ksiva Vaksima Tova, good bench to your Dr. Cooper.
8:45, yeah.
Ksiva Vaksima Tova, good bench to your Rabbi Rangel.
Thank you.
Welcome, good evening, Rabbi Rangel.
Lo yishkun adam chay v'oif b'yamtiv. So now we're dealing over here with, when you have a chay or an oif, that besides the shechita, it's a mitzvah of kisi adam. So now you need to deal with the kisi adam issue. So you shouldn't shechten unless you have offer available to do kisi adam. Elin can yeshli offer mukha unless he has dirt which is ready from before yamtiv to use to do kisi adam. But if you don't, you can't dig up dirt. You can't dig up dirt on Yom Tov to use for the Kisei Adam. That's not an option. All right, that's not an option. Now, vim over b'shachet, if a person shechted without having offer ready to go. See, im yeshlo, I'm skipping the front of the day for a second. Im yeshlo deker no'utz mi b'jam, gofer tichuach. If you have a shovel which is already thrust before Yom Tov into soft earth, crumbly earth. So, mechaseh, well, you can use the shovel to take out that dirt and do kisei adam.
This is learned about.
Okay, so
the beginning of Masechta Yeah.
Right. So now the
first
now
Mishnah.
So the Pirish over here says, what is Decker? Decker's Ken Yosid Shel Barzel Shechaver Boyas Karka. It's a shovel.
The Silel Mishnah.
And then he says, "Mechaseh, well, you can use it for kisei adam. If you tzarich l'kama dekiras, sure. Even if you'd have to shovel it more than one time, that's permitted." So, what's the issue? The issue over here is that digging up the dirt, digging up ground, goes into the malacha of charesh, because you're softening up the ground, and breaking it into pieces. If you have to break it into pieces, goes into the malacha of tochen, grinding something up into small pieces. So you've offered tichuach, it's already in small pieces, it's not a closet, it's not soft, it's not compacted, but it's like gravelly type of earth, so it's little pieces already. You can't do kisei adam with a clod of earth, you have to do it with something which will absorb into it. And since it's already stuck on the ground in this soft earth, so you're not doing the malach of charesh, it's already ready to come out. Mr. Burr will say it's a malach shenasich legufa type of approach, and whatever hole that you develop, it's probably going to collapse back inside of it to itself, etc. So it's a malach shenasich, but you don't need the hole. So that's the issue over here. You're digging a hole, which is charesh. I don't need the hole, and you're breaking the small pieces, which is already broken into small pieces. So you don't need to do that either. So that's how it's mutter. But that's why the chila, we don't want you to do that, getting yourself into that situation. Both of these, a behemoth does not need kisei adam, but a chaya and a noif, the Torah says, require that the blood should be covered. Offer mucha. via offer to chuach, that the case that the offer would be mulchon means that A, it's set aside in, let's say, a pile somewhere, so it's, there's no digging involved in it, and B, it's ready in small pieces. Sheyuchol lechasas boi v'lishtarach lechashtena. It's not something you need to crush. Because if that would be so, the chesishas regabim humalacha gemura, who told the toichin, taking large pieces, breaking into smaller pieces, that's the logic behind toichin, milling, grinding, etc., pulverizing, crushing. So that's the malach of toichin, which would not be acceptable, would not be allowed. Well, hujab yamtiv, that's not permitted on yamtiv. V'huadin be'efer shel hasoka. You could also use ash for kisi adam. It's a valid kisi adam, but it has to be shehusik mi'bayyot. The fire had been made before yomtiv, and therefore the ash was generated before yomtiv. So this ash, at the beginning of yomtiv, existed, and you're planning to use it. Mistama muchanu l'chol tashrus. The general people are ready to use it for whatever need they might. They need ash is a property that absorbs liquid. So you'd have some a little spill in your house, etc. You might push some ash down, etc. Your person would have it in mind. So it's not muksa. Kilakamei b'sif tezvav. Whereas, however, if it was only made ash on yomtiv, in the beginning of yomtiv, if it was wood, and only the person had wood on the fire, and eventually it's the process of burning reduced it to ash, that ash has a nolad element. It wasn't here at the beginning of yomtiv, and then you have a problem with muksa. The person has this dirt set aside, or he has a ash. So loch is that kisei adam should be done on offer, and then offer on top of it. So darshan be offer, that it should be offer lamata lamala. So you take the offer, put it down, and then machar shchita yichaseno bom gam lamala. Then you do the shchita, and you do kisei adam on top of it. If he does it on ground which is not absorbing it, and the dam is still sitting there, and sitting on the dam, this karka kosher, so lucky is you have to put it beneath. You took sas mimeno, beitna be offer tichuach v'chasen. Again, you put it onto the dirt, and then you do kisi on top of it. Okay, and nisiyavish adam ksas also the garbi yomtiv. The case already started to dry out, so you can't scrape it out of the ground. Shema also lashruya guma is to have malach d'raisa, because doing so might come to a situation where he makes the ground level, and making ground level, there's a tikkun involved to the property that ends up being in the malacha, either of choresh in the field, but making it level, making it easier to use. And it had been a situation where it was inside of a house, so now the ground is more level, so it's a problem. It's a malacha of bona, to see there can be choresh if it's in a field, or bona if it's in a house. Because you shouldn't shaft unless you have this dirt ready mibodim. Because if you want to go dig out dirt on yomtiv to be able to use it to cover, to do kisi adam, you have a tracer, you have two isurim over here involved. Echem mishum chafir is kuma, you're digging a hole, and that is a malacha of choresh. Echem mishum tiltal ha'ofer hu muksa, and the dirt is muksa. Well, you have offer mukhan, since you set aside for usage, so it's not muksa, and there's no digging involved, so you have no malachas involved. So, really, the law is you shouldn't shaft unless you have this dirt available. Right? Then he says, if a person went and was shaykhid on Yom Tov, right? So, if he has decker notes, so then you have a heter. If not, what do you do? So, you let the blood sit there. And if there's any blood left over after Yom Tov is over, you cover it. And if not, you lost the mitzvah. The shechita is still kosher. It doesn't affect the shechita. But there is a mitzvah kisei adam. You didn't do your mitzvah kisei adam. You can't override Yom Tov for that. So you wait till the evening. If there's blood left over, you would do kisei adam. Dekar also mit Banyam. Weil da ist es schon noch zu a Dekar Bekarka. Habe ich a Karka kachafra vor einem. So, regards to the muksa issue, since you put it in there, it means you plan to use that dirt, so that dirt is not muksa. That's regards to the muksa issue. Regards to the chayfer issue, the issue of chayfer, which is chayresh, so I'll say in a second that it's a mochash and a tzich lagufa. That this is only mutter if you put it there into the ground, the shovel in, specifically for the intent to use it for dirt for yamtiv. Otherwise, the fact that I go in my backyard and I finish with my work and I take a shovel and I stab it into the ground, it's a good place to store it, doesn't make the dirt which is there mukha. You want to tell them the dirt is mukhan to use because you put it there behedya with intent to pull it out on yamtiv to be used for your purposes. So now it's mukha. But otherwise, why should we consider mukha? Okay, and then he tells you that's in Tosfos and a Rosh, and etc. Fine. It has to be this shovel has to have been thrust into the offer tichuach, so that it's softer. If it's hard ground, so it doesn't help me because you still have to grind it down into small pieces, and that's also. So you'd have no eitz. Okay, good. So that's why it's soft dirt. The case of tichuach, you still have a problem. You're making a hole as you take out the dirt, and that's the malacha of charesh. So how we solve the problem? You solve the problem. You're doing charesh on yomtiv, which is osur. So the answer is aim is that isur the rice. That's not the rice. So the malacha shen tzich legufa. He doesn't need the hole. So the more that says a yisrael, a person digs a hole with no intent to use the hole, so he's not going to be chayyim for the malacha of chayfer or chayresh. We have a mumakalkal. Once he doesn't need to use the hole, so that it comes with the hole which he's making in the property is a kilkel. So that's again, it's another reason why to make it only mirabonan. And therefore, since it's only us in mirabonan, itira b'di evid kishashachar mishum mitzvah kisa. So in the scenario where you have a mitzvah kisa adam, because our mekel, a situation where he shechted already, and we need to address the issue, because usually the blood will not sit till the evening, and you end up losing the mitzvah, because our mekel to be able to mekayim the mitzvah kisa adam. However, but that's not, we're not going to let you the chachil, the shecht relying on that possibility. Yeah. So, you shouldn't shecht, even if you have a decker notes from Bajorim, you can't shecht. You should have the dirt actually mukhan and set aside. If you did shecht, which you shouldn't have done, and there was decker notes, then you can, in offer tichuach, so you can use that. We shouldn't be shechting under these circumstances. Okay. There is basically hard ground, and there's a place which is soft. When you dig it out, the walls will still stand, so you end up with a hole. There's a large area of this very soft earth, very gravelly, sandy type of earth. So, you don't get a hole when you take it away. As soon as you take out some of it, the other dirt runs into that spot. So you end up with no hole. So now, maybe you should tell me in that situation, you're out of shech, l'chachila. Because you end up with no guma. It's not no problem of kaishesh, because it's very thin, very fine, etc. No problem of chayfer guma, the chachila, because you don't end up with a hole. So I should be allowed to shech the chachila to use that. No, mikomokim, he says no. Linyan lishcha the chachila. If you're allowed to asmemach over kizez, also you cannot rely on such dirt, even to shech the chachila, even that situation. Nisa Decker, eina hachana gemur lohitzi midei muksa. It's not a valid, bona fide solution for muksa. You didn't take it out. So really, Mikra, then it should not be a valid solution for Moshe. But here, all you need is Decker, Elabidi Evid, Kishe Shachet, Kvar Shachet. So you only relied on it in the case that we had no other choice, we rely on it. Otherwise, we do look at it as a non-valid Hachana.
That's even if you had it in mind that you were going to use it for this purpose, not that you just stuck it there?
Correct. But since you didn't really finish the process of making it usable, because you're not supposed to you didn't detach it from its original place, so you didn't really do a full Maisa Valchon. Because of the offer to Chua, Choya Harbe, Ashlanasa Guma, Ayrein, and Tilose, her offer, it's so much there that it just collapses in, and you're not going to end up with any hole at all. So Yechol Chas is the B'diyamad, because Shavar Shochet, Afil Allah, Yosham Decker Notes, we're going to allow you to cover it even without Decker Notes. So Decker Notes was necessary to make it Mukhan. So here you don't have any hakana, so it's muksa. But the mitzvah kizadam is going to override the isra of muksa. Okay, Decker Notes allowed you to say that you're not getting involved in digging any holes because it's already stuck in. You're just pulling it out. So that much will be mekel chaver guma vein asar chalafra because it's already stuck in. But go to chachila and stick it in. We're not going to let you do that. But a case where it's not going to make a hole at all, so then that the only issue is the muksa. Well, we make on the muksa law. He says, even if you need the kama dekiris, you have to take a few shovelfuls out. So what's the problem? If the logic is that Decker Notes makes it mukhan, so it makes it mukhan where you put the shovel. So that piece, that area of earth immediately adjacent to the shovel is mukhan. Now I dig that out, I go back, I dig a second time. So that offer wasn't mukhan l'char. He says, no, that's not true. When he put it in, thinking he's going to use it tomorrow, he meant as much as he needs in this area. But she's only for the first shovelful. Well, that you can't dig a second shovelful. If you hold it, the reason why you need it to be placed in, because that minimal amount is the concern of digging on Yamtiv. Then you can't dig a second time. That's a brand new hole. So that's also al chafiru. So the Mishavur seems to be inclined at the end like these achronim. Okay.
Mishnah Brura seems to be inclined at the end, like one of
these are kind that you can't dig multiple times. You cannot dig multiple times. If the decker is nodes, you can take that dirt out, and that's it. You can't go put the shovel back in a second time and a third time and take out more dirt. I know. Tesvov, Avra Kira Shahuzik me Av Yamtiv, you have the ash which is in the oven which had been heated from before Yamtiv, and it became ash before Yamtiv, Mutalakhasba, you can use that ash. Because it's considered mukha. Al Huzik Byamtiv was only heated, the fire was only heated on Yamtiv. So this ash, which at the beginning of Yamtiv was a piece of wood. It's also to use the ash. Elim kain hu cham shiroi litzlis by bay. Unless the ash is hot enough that you can cook on it still. Because heyois, the wood had been designated for cooking purposes. Cooking and baking purposes. To make heat to cook and bake on. So that's what it's hachona is. So as long as the ash can be usable for cooking, so it's still not a noila. That's its original hakana. This is what it was designated for. Once it dries, it cools off, and you cannot cook in it anymore. So the original Akonam Ibadayim, this wood was designated for the purpose of heating to make fire and then cook on, etc., is no longer true. So now it's a new item. And that wasn't, so there was Akonam for that new process. So that's a form of Noila. But as long as it's still hot, you can cook on it, so it's not Noila. We've said in the previous Mishabura that if only Isser is Muksa, the mitzvah of Kisadam overrides the Isser of Muksa. So a person shechted, which he should not have done, because he didn't have anything Mukhan except for this, he didn't have anything available except for this ash, which wasn't Mukhan, because it only became ash on Yom Tov. But a person did do Shecht, Pam is Muksa, so the mitzvah of Kisadam will override. So mutal chas is boy avav bishen a royal sits with beya. Okay, miu out of tefila chas is b'deker notes barfer tikuach im yesh. Like we have an option of using the ash, which is muksa, or using barfer tikuach, but there is hachon involved by sticking the deker notes in barfer tikuach, where there's hachon involved in putting the deker in. So that's better. It's less muksa. Mutal chas is boy. So the Mishabur Ayin Vav.
Chon involved in putting the Dekar in on her fiant.
If he put the Dekar in before him. Haino, I feel lishkot chaskil al da'azeb, ha'ba le mukhan, ki mishal yofer efer mi esmol, da'i te iluye l'chol ma sheet stark. If you had efer, which is mukhan from before Yom Tov, if you had ash, which had been made, had been burnt before Yom Tov, it really was ash, so it's mamish ash, people use ash in the house, they use it to cover things, to absorb things, etc. So that's mamash muchan, so you can shecht. But if it only became ash on Yom Tov, you cannot use that ash, it's usur to do it. Usur, afilu, the matir and muks, even if you say muks is mutter, over here is a palm of nerlad. Afilu ben nerlad, even if you say muks is mutter. And nerlad is mutter on Yom Tov, but over here this is bekalmokim, ben nerlad gomer kezeh. This isn't just Tam Nerlad, this is like Nerlad Gomer. Why? The Mikora Eitzim Mahashta Efer, Mamash is a totally different item, a totally different function. Kamamur, the Osir, but so that's Osir. Okay. Now, Hitzig Eitzim Bahayim, Agabi Efer Shal Esmo, Venisarfa Efer, Be Efer Shal Esmo, they got mixed in the new ass, which is Muksa, into the old ash, which is not Muksa.
New wood, which is
muksa. New ash, which is muksa. There's a lack of claw of the devastation material, and I feel about the bottle, but to burn. So, if as it burns, as the wood burns, the ash, let's say, falls into the larger pile of ash which is there from before Yom Tov, so then it's but to burn. However, we have a rule that you don't say b'tam b'roiv with the rishesh tamatirin. So why should I say that all the ash is b'tam b'roiv? Wait till after Yom Tov, all the ash is available to use without any heter b'tam. That's the din of rishesh tamatirin. So on that din of rishesh tamatirin, there's a kula. If the item never was independent, it only came into existence in a situation of a tarubis, there's no din of davar material in the bottle. So, one example, let's say you hold that ice melting, the water which melts in the ice is a nylon. Let's look like this. Let's say you hold it down. Or let's say the example which the Mor gives is you have grapes. The liquid which comes out of the grapes on their own is also chazal asad mashkin sezovu, because you might come to squeeze the grapes, and if they asad the mashkin, you have wine, you have grape juice, and you have grapes floating in the wine, and some liquid is escaping from the grapes into the wine. So it's balta barayv. You've the refregan. How can you balta barayv? The whole issue is the problem of mashkin sezovu, which is also on Yom Tov. So wait till after Yom Tov is over, and it'll be mutter to drink without bittul. Since it was never nicker, it was immediately nerled b'tarubis. There's no din of shesha material. So the case with the ash, as it was developed, it immediately mixed in, so there's not, then it's not the rishishal material, which is not bottle. If it was distinct on over here and then it fell in, then you, it's not bottle, and the rishishal material is not bottle. Unken hu kham shiroi. But as long as it's still hot, it's not nerlet. It's still functioning as the same way the wood is functioning to cook things on. The asmol boiled etzim hoyim bucharim lehesik ulvasha v'litzlis. Before Yom Tov, it was designated for the purpose of making fire, cooking, and roasting. But then Matasha said, still doing the same thing. So it comes out that it's not muksa, and therefore, provided the chazi lafuchi beimidi l'tzlias beya. So once, if you're allowed to use it for the purpose of cooking on, so it's not muksa, so you can use it for something else also. Abishen Roy, the Sharmer Rabbanim mix muksa b'diavad the shalavata mitzvah kisa. In a case where a person shafted and he had afer which was not hot, and it wasn't there from beforehand, so it's muksa. But use the afer and be over this at the run of muksa to be mekan mitzvah kisa adam. Okay, miu. But it's better to use Decker notes. On the tefei, the Decker show your notes. We by doing lekach and raise the muksa. That takes away the muksa. Raka see is going to learn. Probably making a hole. The elam mekalkel makom shein tzarchel. You don't need the hole, so it's a kilkel. Shirle dizel kilo miyisa muksa. Comes out that the malacha, which is mekalkel, this opinion holds is less of a problem than muksa. So if a choice is he moving muksa and doing mekalkel, I should do mekalkel. Okay, kama achrenim cholkem agozu sir lehu mehepech the mutav lachasas be'aver muksa shenalim tilta ba'alma will like be a offering medeker shoyse guma be'yadai. Making an actual muksa guma, making an actual guma is a malacha. Muksa is muksa. So I'd rather do a move muksa than do a malacha, even doing a malacha in a way which is mutra, because then it's yichlagufa and it's makalka, but then that you're doing a maisa malacha. So that, this opinion says, that's more stringent than moving muksa, so you'd rather, better be, you should move the muksa.